Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which today includes an apology. We'll come to that in a bit. Firstly, for the intro, CML Transit says Control Shift and V should paste without formatting. Failing that, right click, paste text only. Right click, paste text only was a winner. I didn't do it before, to be honest with you. I don't know if anyone watched last week. I was sitting there doing it in front of the computer like a newsreader reading it off the auto cue, because for some reason what I end up doing is I end up copying and pasting all the comments onto a Word document, print the Word document on a piece of paper like this, read it out, normally very badly. And then for some reason I was printing it out, it's all coming out blurry. But thanks to CL Transit, we've solved the problem. If you just do paste text only, it comes out crystal clear. And I don't have to change the size either. You just have to change the size. So that's lovely. Thank you very much. Question of the week this week is, was it like a double bow from Leechy? Leechy says, has anyone else had the new notification once you completed a job, where you get a notification from the CX Finance saying you get paid, you can get paid for 5 days for a very small fee? He also goes on, he said, here's one I haven't heard before. Last week I did a job and a shipper contacted me saying he could pay my invoice the next day if I took a 10% deduction from my invoice. Just pay me the invoice the next day without charging me 10%. Yeah, it's kind of, it always bothers me a little bit because it's pays same day for the right price, which is the we're going to kick you where it hurts job, because they're just trying to get it cheap for people that are desperate because they need the money and they go, look, I'll do it super cheap just to get something in. As for the 5% thing, that's like a factoring thing. That's kind of what factoring companies charge. So rather than waiting 30 days, 60 days, 19 days, they'll pay out straight away. And then when they get their money in, that's kind of their percentage. I actually run the CX, spoke to them about this. And it is something they're rolling out along with something else as well. The reason I rung them is it might make a difference to me, because where I am at the moment, I can't run anymore. I'm sort of, and I'm at Transpoint, and I'm happy at Transpoint. But I also was on my own, and you do think, I couldn't afford to run on my own anymore. But if this comes in, I could. And that's going to cause a lot of problems with some people on the CX that are going to, you know, because the thing is, it's a barrier to entry in the fact that you need money to get started. So not any old Tom, Dick or Harry with a Mickey Mouse guy with a van can turn up and get started. You kind of need to be a little bit established and know what you're doing. Bring this one in, anyone can do it. But then again, it's all well and good. We can moan about all kinds of things. We can moan about the fact that people are doing jobs for nothing. We can moan about people are working on it, they're subcontracting out that shouldn't be contracting out, but it happens, so it's dealing with it. So there'll be something to talk about there. But yeah, your thing about the 5% thing, they are trying to roll something out. I think they're testing it at the moment with certain companies where they'll pay straight away. Effectively, the CX will work as its own factoring company. That's kind of, I think that's right. As usual, with most things on this channel are completely wrong or largely irrelevant. But that's where we were. That's what I know about that one anyway. So this week's video was shippers don't do this. this is where they cancel jobs off. You know, so you put a bid in, so I'm going to go, because often I'll put a bid in heavy and I'll go, right, I put a bid in for like, say, £200. And I'm getting closer to tipping, or the guy's getting closer to tipping, and think, I really want that one, I'll drop it now. But if I put a bid in at £200 and they reject it, I can't rebid on it. And sometimes if it says e-quotes only, so you ring them up, but it either goes to answer phone, you think, look, I'm trying to tell you I do this cheaper, but I can't re-quote it and I can't telephone it. And if you hadn't knocked me off, then I could have actually put in a cheaper bid, which might have been okay for you. James Fletcher Vlog said, I only reject quotes if they're stupid money. Like you said, someone might change their mind and drop their price. It is, albeit stupid, how once it's rejected, you don't have the opportunity to re-quote lower. Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, I'd just say don't reject it. Laugh at it. Look at it on your screen and go, there's always one in there. This guy is quite £1,000 for going from Luton to Milton Keynes. Have a little giggle. If you're in the office, you can start a board up. Oh, you know, Brian O'Curry is quoted again. Clown Cuckoo Land Brian, that kind of thing. But don't reject it, because one day they might come in and you go, oh, hang on, he's just changed that. Simon Bishop says, the idea that once you can just leave a quote on there is just asked, what was that? That was a cat. What do you tell your customer? You either quote them or go somewhere else within 10, 20 minutes. It's cutthroat out there. Get your quote in. If it's no good, move on, or they'll contact you to see if you're still free and honour the quote. Simples. As for quoting the customer, this happens a lot. That's another video, actually, when the same quote appears three times. We'll go on to that. I was talking to my mate Pete from Fleet Transport, and he's got it with one of his customers at the moment. I like Pete, he's a nice guy. Pete, if you're watching, hello. there you go. But yeah, sort of, it happens a lot of the time where you sort of, the customer will ring up and they'll say, okay, I might have it with us. How much is it going to cost to send a lorry to Norwich tomorrow? And I'll go, give me 20 minutes, I'll get back to you. I post it. I get three or four quotes in and go, you know, you sort of go, you get an idea. Well, because you might ring one, you might tell your customer, this is how much it is. Okay, lovely. Go ahead, and guy says, no, I'm booked now. Oh, I've got to do the next one. I've got to do the next one. So you go, you give you a rough idea, book one of them. So that's kind of, it's frustrating, but that's the way it is. And in the world, you kind of think, I know how much that's going to be. And I've got a rough idea how much it's going to be, but I went wrong with a job once where I had one of my lorries booked on it. Then one of our lorries had to do our job, and I had to cover a job coming out of Haverhill. So I posted the job on Friday afternoon, and I had until Monday morning to get it covered. I didn't get a single quote on a lorry coming out of Haverhill. I mean, it's not Skegness, is it? It's not, I don't know, Bangor. It's Haverhill. It's just west of, what, east of Cambridge, but couldn't do it. Not at any price. So, there you go. Boots. And here comes the apology. Shane Hardy says, Pete, proving that he can make a video about anything and we will watch. Yeah, that was nonsense. I have absolutely no. I think because I did a video on the Timberland Pros, the Boondocks. They were great boots. Then I did a video on the Timberland Pros. Because it's kind of pertinent, PPE and that kind of stuff. And I did look at them and they were a bit tatty. And I thought, I wonder if you can clean these. Sometimes, however, just because... You can think, you can wonder if they can clean this. You don't need to videotape it. I'm not Gen Z, am I? I'm going to tape everything. Here's me eating my cornflakes. Here's me putting my books in my bag. You know, kind of. Here's a shot of a milkshake. I mean, what? What? I've gone wrong. Went absolutely wrong. So I do apologise for that. Dale Steele says, I like your leather boot. Yeah, I think they're probably leather. Well, what are you saying now? No one cares. Leachy says, do I spot a pair of clogs? Never knew you used to be a chef. No, not a chef. I do cook sometimes, not greatly, but the clogs are brilliant for kicking around the house. I think I've always wanted to be the chef. I've always wanted to be able to do the jump, 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 you know. Watch geese on the telly do it. He said, it's just practice. You've got to put your hand like that and do this. And I practice a little bit sometimes. We used to demonstrate the combi chefs when we used to work Fordham Market. My dad stood next to two stalls. There was the one next door who did the kitchen devil knives, cutting up a Coke can with a knife. And the one on the other side did the combi chef, which is what they call him, the mandolin. You've got the little blades, and you go and go, you know, carrots and chips flying out of it. It slices, it dices, it even makes coleslaw. Brilliant. Great fun to watch. I do love a demonstrator. I've done videos back in my day. There's a video about Ricky the demonstrator. He was great. Back in the old market trading days. The video's 6-7 years old now. They're probably in black and white, in fairness. Some people moving really fast. And finally, on the subject, Wayne Rawlings says, get matte black spray paint. You can have the job done in seconds. Did anybody else, when they went to school, because I was always taught to polish your shoes with, like, you know, polish, and then you take the polish off, and then you put the dubbing on, and then you take the dubbing off if you can be bothered. And then I went round my mate's house, and he just got out a tin of Pledge, and went like that, got a rag on it. Anybody else do that? Much easier. Much easier. Right. The wise guys. Only one on this week, which is KS Kitchens says, hi, I'm thinking of getting a big sprinter van and a trailer and getting into UK and EU removals. Do you think it's worth it? From my own personal point of view, I always find vans and trailers to be painful. But then from a EU, if it's an EU removal, maybe not. I just, the idea of you've got to park the trailer somewhere and move the trailer somewhere and move the van, I'd always think you'd be better off with a better van. But I'm putting it out to the wise guys, what do we think? Is there money in EU removals? Is there money in UK removals with a trailer? Is it worth it? Let's just KS Kitchens know. So that was wise guys. And this week's trucks is from Shamiel K, which he said, I tried Road Lords for the first time. And I think it's the last time early this week. It tried to take me down 2 weight restrictions. I ended up with a very stressful long day rerouting myself. I'm a new driver and I don't need the extra stress of wondering where this thing is going to take me. Road Laws gets a thumbs down from me. It's not perfect. None of them are perfect. All the ones I've tried, even the advanced ones, will still end up taking me down weight restrictions and width restrictions. I will also double check your settings. Make sure you had it correctly set up, because you can have it on track 1, track 2, track 3. You might have programmed it for track 1 and accidentally set it for van. It's normally pretty good, but if you do you. If it doesn't work for you, fair enough. There's other ones out there. I like it because it's cheap. It's free. All the others you have to pay for. And like I say, be honest with you, 90% of the time I use Waze. And I just check the route with Waze. And if it's got A roads and B roads and not too many, I don't even bother putting it on. Although I have come unstuck with like bridges and stuff like that, but then again, I can't. Can you trust Road Lords on the bridges? So you do you. Hent as Mostert. Probably got that wrong. Sorry about that. I put this one in trucks, and he said, just because we haven't got miscellaneous this week, and he said, regarding the AdBlue, just put water and wee in it. Yeah, no, don't do that. That's a very, very bad idea. You'll blow your engine up. Honestly, AdBlue is a bit of a nonce, and it's an expense you don't need, but at the same time, new engines are really, really expensive, so just do the extra bit of dough. It's just not worth the grief. And in conclusion this week, Paul Oldfield says, he says, hi Pete, thanks for your insights into the game. As for a non-Euro 6 van question, I look forward to your thoughts on the matter. You won't have to look forward very much, mate. It's coming out on Tuesday. I've done it for you. So that's it. Another Sunday Q&A. Obviously, there's a video coming out on Euro 6 vans this week, along with some other videos of me cleaning my teeth and folding up the towels in the bathroom, because clearly I've gone so wrong that I think I can tape anything. No, not really. I think this week's one is Life on the Road video. Got a few of them. So I've got a few of them backed up, actually. I think I've actually got enough. I've made so many recently, I've got enough to see me through to June. But because it takes a while to edit them, right, you know, so I'll try and get ahead. But anyway, they're all coming out, all relatively fresh, and all examples of me taking care and taking money. Till next week. Money, yeah.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.